and Selfie did the ice bucket challenge with the new Hamburglar. Left Shark wore a dress at the Super Bowl, and we couldn't figure out if it was blue or gold. Trends with benefits. Oh, come on, girl. Trends with benefits. Trends with benefits. I'm talking about the trends with benefits.
Greetings and welcome to Trends with Benefits, the podcast that's got everyone saying, oh, you're still doing that? Cool.
Don't talk about us that way, Gabe.
That's what everyone's saying. I'm just saying what everyone's saying.
People are saying more.
And yes, we are doing more. In fact, this is our 50th episode.
Yay.
Big 5-0.
So I am, as always, your co-host, Gabe Dannon. I'm 50 episodes old, and I like to kick, stretch, and kick. And I'm here with my two nifty co-hosts, July Diaz.
Hello.
And Gata.
Hi. How's it going?
Great.
It's a little hot today.
It is. It's toasty. We're running a fan in here, so you may hear some BG noise.
Yes.
We have two lovely guests here looking at one of them right in the eye. The other is putting their glasses on. We have Claudio and Annabelle.
Hey,
hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Just length apart.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you so much for having
it
us.
It is hot.
Yeah.
And audience, if you could hear some BG noise, let us know.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to annoy you guys, but it is hot and we need that fan.
We need that BG.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll try to keep the FG noise, coming through clear. So,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, huh? We're the FG crew.
We're the FG foreground, baby.
Oh.
Thanks nice. So much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
We like to ask all of our guests, do you guys know about what's trending most of the time, or are you guys a little in the dark?
Maybe like Trump stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I might know some Trump stuff, but I don't know any pop culture-y stuff.
I know what's trending on a couple of subreddits.
Okay.
Oh, what?
Which ones?
Yeah, which ones?
I like, can I cuss?
Yes.
No.
I even said
what?
Cuss.
No.
You can cuss.
I like shitty mashups. It's a good subreddit that I submit to and hope that people.
What's an example of shitty mashup?
This is like songs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Already getting into it. Yeah, I just really want to be like, I really want to be internet famous for something, and I feel like the closest I can get is I make shitty mashups as like a hobby, and so I recently found the subreddit shitty mashups, and then recently was like, what if I submit mine?
Hey, follow and your dreams.
Yeah, I've gotten a couple more likes on my SoundCloud, so.
That sounds great.
Can you give us an example of two songs you've mashed up?
Yeah, like the one I submitted, I think, according to my friends, is the strongest one is Chop Suey by, is that System of a Down?
System of a Down,
System Down over Let's Hear It for the Boy.
Mm.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I talk about it a lot. Claudio knows how much I talk about it, but I don't care.
Okay, all right.
And Claudio, I mean, this, we don't get too political on this show, but
sure.
I mean, this is a week of Trump.
If we don't acknowledge.
Yeah,
we don't say his name on this show.
Especially tough for me because I'm a big, big fan. So it's like I don't want to see my man get you know beat up.
You must know our we had a character on the show a long time ago called Trump Boy.
Yeah, he'll occasionally show up on the show. Trump
yeah.
Boy.
Okay. Do you know him? Are you familiar with him? He's a big fan.
No. Is he? Would he be showing up? Or no?
He might. I mean, we don't know.
We can call him.
Yeah, July. You have his number, right?
Yeah. Hold on.
Beep, boop. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Okay. And you really should upgrade that phone. It's huge. Hello.
Hi, Trump boy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. We're good. We have one of yours on our show, so we just wanted you to relate to him a little bit.
One of mine? One of my what?
One of your,
fellow Trump supporters.
Yeah. I'm a Trumpo.
He's a real Trumpo.
You love Trump?
I do. I love Trump. He's my boy.
Now,
what do you love about Trump?
Oh, so much stuff. He's so masculine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I love his feathers.
Wait a minute.
Here's the thing about Trump boy.
I love his sailor outfit.
He kind of doesn't know the difference between Donald Trump and Donald Duck.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you are just a boy, so I don't blame you. How old are you, Trump boy?
Six.
Okay. Yeah. That's about fair. I'm talking about Donald Trump, the man, the president, the legend.
Yeah. He has three nephews. Okay. He has a rich uncle.
Guys, can we hang up on? I'm sorry.
All right. Bye, Trump boy.
I wanted to actually have a political. Bye, Trump boy. He sounds adorable, but I want to actually talk about
him. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about that part of his personality. I thought he was just a Trump fan. That makes more sense now. But listen, we're not judging. We don't get political on the show as a general rule.
We don't get political. We don't like to judge on the show. Don't judge me for having a 6-year-old's phone number in my phone.
Hey,
please don't.
Well, it didn't seem like you had it in your phone. It's just you memorized it.
Sure. Yeah,
you dial every number.
You don't have anything saved in your phone, right, July? That's like your whole thing.
I'm pretty old school.
Interesting. Okay. I'll judge you for that. Okay. That part I'll judge you
for. All right. Fair.
Okay.
Well, at least when July gets arrested, he will be able to call anyone he wants because he has their phone number. Do you guys ever think about that?
What would that be like?
And we're back.
I got it. You were supposed to be calling from jail to someone outside. I can't call the jail just on the off chance that I think you're in jail, Trump boy.
I thought you guys were just hooting and hollering. It was like a cute conversation.
Yeah.
Wait. I was not Trump boy.
I was not.
Let's make that clear.
Okay, you're right. I am completely sorry, July.
Trump boy dropped the ball on that one, not me.
Okay. I like doing that.
I know. Well, anytime we actually want to transition to a scene, we're welcome to do that. Sam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, before we forget, we also have another person here. She's behind a giant glass, and she helps us throughout the show.
She plays about that.
She plays the music for the show.
Oh,
and
cool.
She's a robotic version of Laura Haw from Whose Line Is It Anyway? Her name is Roba Laura Hall.
Hello, my name is Roba Laura Hall.
Oh, hey, well, very nice to meet you, Robot Laura Hall.
She'll talk about the trends, she'll play the piano, she'll ask my questions during
Please
my segment.
Please give me smooches.
Okay.
Ooh. She's also very amorous, I guess you would say. Yeah, she's a little unprofessional, I guess.
She can be a little, to be frank, just horny. Like,
you know what?
She will,
I've
and
heard
she
that
can.
About robots. So.
Yes.
You know what? Annabelle, let's give her a little kiss. Please.
You want to give her a kiss?
Yeah. Okay.
Be careful. Okay.
Open up.
He's at the glass door.
Open up, robot.
Okay. Oh my god. Oh my god.
I love you.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, she's
Sometimes
into it.
That's all it takes.
All right, guys. You're on her side. She's into you. Congratulations. She doesn't like all of our guests, and sometimes she's rude, but
her tongue hurt my tongue.
Oh yeah, that'll happen.
She's got a weird one. It's like forked and made out of metal.
It's literally a fork.
Yeah. I like there was a little food on there.
Yeah. Well,
pasta salad.
It was pasta salad.
Yeah, pesto.
I liked it.
Usually when you kiss somebody, you're like, what's the point of this? And what can I do with this later?
Yeah.
And there's no answer.
Sometimes you ever like taste people?
Oh.
Like days afterwards, and you're like, I brushed my teeth like a million times since then.
Definitely.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's the memory.
Yeah.
It lingers.
That's weird.
Well, I fall in love at first kiss, so it's, you know.
Well,
it's the heart memory.
I remember like the first person I kissed in college, his mouth so specifically tastes like airport sushi.
Ooh.
Like the cold rice of like sushi that you get. And I'll never forget it.
Did he eat sushi right before?
I don't know where he would have gotten it.
Where's the airport?
We were nowhere near an airport. We were like in landlocked New Hampshire. But I just was like, that is what that tastes like.
That is weird. And I hope that no one's ever had that kind of thought about me. But who's to say?
Yeah, I wonder what food we all taste like.
I know. Well, why don't you ask your wife?
Oh, I'm sure she'll tell me I taste like a soft pretzel dipped in yellow mustard.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Mustard.
Ew.
I had so much mustard today.
I hate mustard.
You hate mustard?
I'm sorry. Yes, I hate it. I know it's like one of America's pastimes. You know?
Mustard is, yeah. For
to
sure.
Like mustard.
No way to pass time. Like.
Pass the time with mustard.
I love it.
Spend a little time with mustard.
Yeah.
You know, as far as condiments go, one of the better ones for you.
Oh, yeah.
Mayonnaise is the worst.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I love mayonnaise, too, but it is gross also.
Ketchup, a lot of sugar.
I love mayo. Ketchup, a lot of sugar. Oh, the sound mayo makes when it hits that sandwich.
No, July.
So good. Man,
and that's how you do it, too. You just drop it from like a foot off your sandwich.
Sometimes, you know, on a good Sunday, I just put, you know, a butter knife into, you know.
And you just kind of swirl around.
Ew.
I love it.
Oh, I love that, too.
This makes me hungry, and I want to kiss.
Hey, go to Robot Laura Ha.
Yeah, put a little mayo on that fork tongue.
It has some still.
This is the first time she's gotten physical with one of our guests, so I'm
please
surprised.
Give me smooches.
Okay, she wants more smooches.
She's so polite about it, too. How could we say no? Look, open up.
Okay, he's back in the window.
Open up.
Okay, they're both kissing her now.
Her fork is spinning. That's very weird.
Oh, God. Be careful, you guys. I don't want you guys to get hurt.
Escada is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Escada may contain sexually oriented content.
Sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Escada, board certified addiction medicine.
That's me, and that's my segment called Ask Agata, where you, the listener, come to me with your problems, and I help you. If you want to submit a question, go to twb.cool/ask or call or text 432-AGATA. Hi, what do you have for me this time, Robolore Hall?
This question is from future mother-in-law wants a future less fet. Dear Agata, I'm planning on tying the knot here in a few months because I'm a sailor, you see. Just kidding, I mean that I am getting married. Enough foolishness. The first little bit of conflict in the planning stages is starting to boil up around the wedding playlist. My lovely bride and I want to play lots of hip-hop hits of the 2010s to now, while my the bride's mother wants stuff along the lines of Earth, Wind and Fire, oldies, etc. I gotta help, what do I do?
Okay. This is someone who wants advice about their wedding playlist. I'm going to say, and I feel this way about everything wedding related, who gives a fuck what anybody else wants?
Wow.
Whoa.
It's your wedding that you're spending, like, I don't know, at least like $1,000 on at the low end, right? Yeah. And like that can go up to like $50,000, $100,000, you know, if you're like a Kardashian or something, you're gonna spend $100,000 on it at least. But like normal people spend like $10,000-$20,000 on it too. So like have the music that you want, because I feel like other than the booze, number two is the most important thing at a wedding is good music, and people will have a good time and they will be having fun. And if you're playing some like shit that nobody wants to listen to, it's gonna be a bummer.
Also, you don't want to like give that mother-in-law the impression that you're a pushover.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You got to set the tone.
Yes.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I agree. This is a really tough challenge, too, because goodness knows that you can't play more than one type of music at a wedding. Mm-hmm. It'll throw off the whole balance of the whole wedding. So you couldn't say, like, rotate between 2010's era hip hop and Earth, Wind and Fire.
No. Maybe it's that like an hour long wedding or something.
Or you mash them up.
Exactly.
Yeah, oh, might I recommend
mash them up.
SoundCloud, Chop Suey.
What, do you want
to play your one song over and over again?
Yeah. I would recommend to this caller to listen to my mashups, and that will fix all the problems.
Do you want
to
drop your link?
Oh God. Should I?
Please,
I feel like Claudia is so mad at me. It's a Nathan Lane, one word, at SoundCloud.
Oh, Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's true.
I've always thought that I could do a decent Nathan Lane face.
I don't have my glasses on, but I want to see.
It's not great for the podcast, but I'll give it a shot. It's kind of like.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty good.
You guys missed it. That was really good.
Eyebrows up and nose up.
We'll take a picture and put it on the website.
No, it was good.
Oh God. Still working on the voice.
It was close. It matched
pretty
the
close.
Face.
Thanks. Yeah, this is good advice. Like, if you are doing a wedding, it's your day. I mean, honestly, like I wouldn't take too kindly to someone trying to micromanage my wedding. But you got to compromise here and there, right?
Guys, pick your battles.
Pick your battles, right?
Right.
So you're on the other side of this?
I don't know.
It's just blanket advice.
Who's paying for the wedding, too, is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Depends. If this mother-in-law thinks that this is what she wants to fight for, maybe give it to her if she's paying the money. I also, I love Earth, Wind, and Fire, so I kind of want to dance with her.
Yeah. Guys, make sure to pick them.
That's not advice.
Make sure to pick them. You guys, just pick them. I mean, we helped this person.
I know. This person knows what to do.
They're going to have a great time on my SoundCloud. And that wedding is going to be great.
Mash it up, you guys. Pick them and mash it up.
That marriage is going to last. And that mother-in-law will be dancing with me to Earth, Wind, and Fire somewhere else.
Great. All right.
I'd like to go to this wedding.
Yeah. We're dropping hints. Invite us all to the wedding. Yeah,
I'd like to see it.
And if you're writing in a question for me about your wedding, I just want you to know that I do love weddings and I'm an excellent wedding guest. And, you know, if you need a plus one for a wedding, I'm around. You know, that's just a general.
I've been to so few weddings.
You want to go often?
I would like to go to more. I'd like to be asked.
Going to a wedding is good, but like being in a wedding is like a lot of work. And
I've only done that once. I've only been to like 3 weddings ever.
Yeah. Crazy. You know, the best thing is to be someone else's guest at a wedding where you don't know anybody.
I've done that before.
Yeah. And that is great because there are no expectations and you just show up and
get drunk,
eat cake,
dance with a bunch of strangers. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It gets tiring though.
Oh yeah, July. Are you a real wedding crasher? Maybe like a Vince Vaughn type.
Thank you for bringing that up because they stole that from me.
Yeah.
Just beat me and my buddy Fred.
Uh huh.
We used to crash a lot of weddings.
Ooh. Fred Claus.
Not Fred Claus, but also another idea stolen from me. Ran into Vince Vaughn. Was talking to him at this wedding.
I wonder what that was like.
Ring, 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 ring. Hello.
Hey.
Mom and Jill.
Hey, Trump boy. It's me, Vince Vaughn. This is how I talk.
Vince, you got to get me out, man.
Oh, this is the wrong scenario. No.
What's that?
Hey man,
perfect
what the fuck?
Scene.
Drop the ball again, man.
He's a kid. He doesn't know what he's doing.
All right, I gotta go.
Oh, we'll never see that scene.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been that.
That sounded a lot like Vince.
How great could have been?
Sounded a lot like Vince Vaughn, though, right? That was like,
yeah, it did.
Like Vince Vaughn and Nathan Lane at the same time to me.
A lot of Nathan Lane physicality stuff.
Yeah.
The perfect actor.
If they crashed weddings together, I would watch them.
Let's see what that would sound like.
Oh,
oh, Vince, this wedding is so crashable.
I love it, baby. Is that Vince Vaughn?
Look at all the fine honeys at
chop
this wedding.
Chop it up, baby. Get it wet and chop it up, baby.
And another perfect scene.
Get it wet and chop it up. What the fuck was that guy talking about?
I think what? Vince Vaughn is like shaking his whole body and saying,
but he says things that make sense.
It's July's segment and it's called
July's Funny Pages. It's the summertime. I'm tired, guys. The heat got to me.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I like the heat sometimes. Because it reminds me, summer's just around the corner.
Oh, yeah. True.
And there's a theme for summer. Yeah. I like it when the comic girls stop by. In the summer. Do you remember? 'Cause I remember. New Garfield's on the block had a bunch of hits. Dilbert makes me sick. I think it's why when Kathy stops by for the summer. For the summer. I like girls that go ack, ack, ick, ick.
I take it if I had one wish, but she's been gone since that summer, since that summer.
Wow, that was...
That's me knocking it out of the park.
Great job.
So amazing.
That was beautiful.
This is the part of the show where I, July, read a comic strip that I've never seen before. Claudio and Annabelle, what are your relationships to the comic strips, the funny pages, both in the past or now?
I love them.
I didn't read them growing up, but I did read the New Yorker comics.
Of course you did.
Oh, whoa. Those are good. Those are pretty good.
Annabelle's from New York, and she can't stop fucking talking about it.
From New York City. I don't know if they had funny pages there. Did they? Like in the New York Times?
They were different, though, because of the water.
Yeah, the
they
water.
Had different water.
The water.
Yeah. They were funnier.
Funnier.
Pizza, the bagels. That's right. It's all better there.
Yeah. It's all better.
The streets are paved with pizza.
What part of New York are you from?
I grew up on the Upper West Side, 86 and Broadway.
86 and Broadway.
Represent, I feel like someone would say at that point.
Fancy.
That does sound fancy. Mm-hmm.
Where, yeah, I was entertained by the comics in the New Yorker, but I didn't read the articles.
Those comics are always very, they're a real slice of lifey, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I would read those, and then what are those? The ones with the cows and the people on the island? The Far Side?
Oh, Far Side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was about to say, I liked growing up, it was Far Side or Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, yeah.
And then it seemed like every other comic strip made no sense to me at all. Yeah. They were not funny. They were just never funny, but I tried so hard. I thought I was the dumb one. Mm. But these were funny. I'm just dumb. I don't get it. Turns out I am dumb, but and they weren't funny.
That's true.
Right.
We've been together.
But funny or not, we're going to dive into one at great detail at this point.
That's right. And you guys get three choices of three different comics. I'll read one. So your choices are My Girl Kathy, My Girl Luann, or My Boys Calvin and Hobbes.
Sir? I don't feel I like Kathy, but I know you already said Calvin and Hobbes, so I will go with that.
Typically, do you guys find that the people that like the comic strip that they're trying to guess the panels on, they do better or they do worse?
Interesting.
I don't think we've done any data mining on this.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Okay. And by the way, this isn't about doing better or worse. It's about having fun.
Yeah, it is about fun. But I'll tell you this much: we've never done Calvin and Hobbes on the show.
Do it.
We're doing it. Let's do it. Okay. Let's do Calvin and Hobbes.
Great.
But Calvin and Hobbes hasn't been published since, what, 90s?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to
get this might be a throwback?
A classic. Classic CNH.
CNH.
About a kid and his pet?
Yeah. I don't know anything about these comics. Okay. If anyone has any backstory on this, I would
Wait, you don't know about Calvin and Hobbes?
No.
Really?
No.
It's like the most famous
right.
Well, strip of
okay,
all time.
Hold on.
I know about Calvin pissing on things, but I don't know Calvin and Hobbes.
Hobbs is the piss.
Yeah. Not a lot.
Oh, Hobbs is the piss.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go. Now that's all. You're caught up. That's all it really is.
Great.
No, Hobbs is his imaginary friend. He's a stuffed tiger, but he looks real to Calvin.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever one of those dumb parents is around, he just looks right like a normal stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. We have four panels here. Looks like this is a Calvin only panel. We see Calvin maybe in the kitchen. He's putting ice cubes in a cup. It goes clink, clink. Second panel has a little tea bag. Third panel, tea bag's in the cup. That's it. There's one final panel. We're going to go around. We're going to guess what the final panel will be. We'll start with you, Annabelle.
Just guess. Do I get describe it or does he say something?
He does say something, yeah.
But he's saying, well, I tried to make iced tea. And he throws his hands up in the air. And then there's a fire in the background.
Good guess.
That's a good guess, yeah.
All right, I was also going to do the fire thing. It's going to be hard now.
The fire is to represent urban sprawl. I don't know. I read the New Yorker.
Get out of here, New Yorker. He says something like, that's brisk, baby.
Good guess. Good guess. Gabe?
Oh, I think he's going to do some lines from his favorite TV show, Law & Order SVU, featuring his favorite actor, Ice-T.
Uh-huh.
He's going to, what does Ice-T do on that show? He says something like, let's arrest that guy.
Yeah. He does a lot of yelling at people into their faces.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, that's a special victim.
Oh, there we go.
That's what he, that's why.
Can I have that one?
He had a gay son on the show.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what he says. That's a special victim.
Mm-hmm. That's a special victim. Thank
okay.
you.
Good guess. I got him.
I'm going to say he looks at it and he says, is this where, is this what the Boston Tea Harbor is about?
Oh, oh yeah, 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 yeah. I like that historical.
One. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can we do, we're doing one more round, right?
No, that's it. You're all wrong.
Wait, even me?
Even you.
Wait, hold on a second. Me too?
Yeah, you
wait,
too.
Wait, 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 wait. Me?
Yeah.
I bet it's, he's on his therapist's couch and the therapist has glasses. Says the glass is full of iced tea.
Oh, half full.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I'm a New Yorker girl. I don't know.
He says, my iced tea is a failure.
Dude, I was pretty close.
That was close.
That you did win.
It was iced tea related joke. We know that. Duh. But what do you mean he fails? Why?
I don't know.
Because the little tea bag fell into the cup. Remember?
Wait, the whole thing fell in?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell us that.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah.
I did say that.
Either way, the
you said the tea bag went in, but I thought you meant like it went in normally, not that the whole thing went
in. I thought the failure was that you're supposed to make the iced tea with like essentially like hot tea.
Maybe that's the joke. Maybe that's the joke.
Yeah, it could be.
He thinks it's failing because the little tag got in, but it's failing because he was doomed from the start.
Well, really all he has to do at this point is wait. Because you can make cold brewed iced tea. I got some going in my fridge right now. You just got to wait an hour and a half, and it's delicious.
I think this was pre-cold brew. I feel like this was before.
No, they've been cold brewing for a while, right? They must have been.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a recent invention, the cold brew stuff. Come on.
I think it's a multi-layered joke.
Okay.
Maybe we can find out in another part of the show,
which is
me reading the comments on the comic. This is a comment from Orinoco Womble. He says, I just found out you can put tea bags and water in the fridge overnight or for several hours and get iced tea without faffing around boiling water and then cooling it. Nice to make the night before a picnic trip, etc. And in the morning, just pour it in your thermos and go. Another advantage is the flavor is much smoother. You can add sugar to the jar when you put the tea in.
Oh, that's what I was saying exactly cold to the word. Yeah. I said faffin.
Yeah. Wait, you just put it into cold water and leave it overnight?
Or for like 2 hours. That's all it takes.
People do that with coffee. That's cold brew, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drink that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I drink it too, but I didn't know that's how you did it.
Mm-hmm. I don't care for tea.
Any more comments?
Yeah. Laughing says... Mom will let him play with ice, but not boiling water.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, well, that makes sense.
Well, yeah, that's what a mom should do.
Moms really should look out for little kids and boiling water. So far, no one's explained the comic strip then.
No, but there's like 30 comments, and I only read 3.
Can we get one from a GC insider? I'm sick of these, like, non-paying members.
His username is just Laughing?
Yeah.
Must be an old-timer.
Yeah. All right, so this is a GC insider. Their name is Miss Chili.
Ooh.
Ooh la la.
They say, rolling papers, Calvin. You need rolling papers. Ooh. And then, like, an emoji with one big eye and another small eye. And then,
No.
Parentheses, feature this, mofos.
Whoa.
Wow.
Miss Chili is aggressive.
Miss Chili is just straight up advertising that Calvin should smoke weed, right? That's what she's saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
There was some battle in the comments saying now comments are getting featured.
Comments are?
Yeah, based on what people like. I guess people can like comments now.
Everybody just wants the fame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if
I don't like iced tea.
I don't care for tea myself.
It's true.
Say farewell to the funny pages you knew so well. Goodbye, farewell.
Is Trump Boy here
That's
to sing?
That's the end of the funny comic section thing. Oh, God. Hey, do you guys want to play a quick game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
It's our, I don't know if you guys heard, it's our 50th episode.
So I did hear that.
Kind of a big deal for us. It's taken a very long time for us to get to 50 episodes.
Right.
We don't put out an episode every week.
If we had put out an app every week from the first time that we started, I did the math earlier today, we would be on episode 1,492.
Wow.
Yeah. So we are very far behind.
Really far behind.
So this is special, you guys.
We started this 1,000 weeks ago, you guys.
Wow. How much of your life have you spent on doing this podcast?
Not much.
All of it.
So much.
So it's the 50th episode. Everyone knows that. We're 50. What a big deal. We finally made it.
We're so old now.
We're so old.
We're all 50 now.
Fuck the haters.
Fuck the haters.
Whoa, July.
Sorry, I had to say it.
Yeah.
I see you out there hating.
I'm with July on this. Fuck you if you hate us.
On the mashup Reddits. Yeah. Fuck you.
I don't know what you guys did or said to July, but he is really upset. This is the first time I see him animated at all.
I think
I'm
it's
back.
Just
I'm energized now.
It's the warm weather. It's getting him all loosey-goosey.
It's just I love this segment. Carry on, Gabe.
I thought I would do a special 50th episode edition of my most popular game. It's called Tweety Little Liars.
Woo!
Tweety Little Liars, 50th episode, special edition. We all want to know which tweet is real and which one is the Tweety Little Liar. So this is a segment where, or a game rather, where I have found a celebrity on the internet. I'll admit it. It's usually Larry King. I've gone through their tweets.
Every time.
And I've done two truths and a lie. And basically written my own tweet. And you have to guess which one is the fake tweet. The Tweety Little Liar.
Okay. Yeah.
Easy as that.
This seems fun.
For this one, though, I wanted to really pick a celebrity that is like us having like a broadcasting milestone. And I recently saw that Larry King is celebrating 60 years in broadcasting.
Amazing.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? Good for Larry. So I thought in honor of our 50th episode, we would do a special Larry King edition of Tweety Little Liars. So... Claudio.
Yes.
You get to pick our first category. Are you ready?
Yes. Let's do this.
Would you like food opinions, I've never, or on politics?
Let's do food opinions.
Food opinions. Okay. Going around, which one of these do you think is a Tweety Little Liar? I hate when too much butter makes popcorn soggy. Or... I want to go to a place where there's no spinach. Or the food that's as fun to say as it is to eat, osso buco. Claudio, you get to choose first. Which one do you think is a Tweety Little Liar?
It has to be the butter, because buttery popcorn is better than normal popcorn. Who doesn't like that?
Okay, Claudio says.
That's a lie. Claudio says, Tweety Little Liar.
Claudio says popcorn is the Tweety Little Liar. Annabelle,
can I say one tiny little piece of evidence?
What's that? Yeah, please.
So I used to go to the Brooklyn Water Bagel.
Right.
Shut up already. Just
that's Larry King's Brooklyn that uses the water from New York, which is superior.
Love it. Just went and 2 days ago.
I love that
place.
It's
great.
Yeah.
And he in the Beverly Hills one, he's there a lot of the time and he sits at a reserved table. And one time I was there for breakfast and I saw him with a couple of older guys and he was dressed very cash and he was not eating a bagel for breakfast, though he was at his own bagel restaurant. He was eating Cheerios out of a plastic takeout container with so much milk and so few Cheerios with a plastic spoon. Like I'm talking like one of those things that you would get like pad thai in.
Uh-huh.
So he brought it from home.
Like he brought from home and I was like, that guy's not eating osso buco. That guy is eating buttery popcorn and spinach.
Mm. By the way, the milk from New York, right?
The milk from New York is superior. Our cows have beautiful nipples.
So creamy. Just like my other love, mayonnaise.
Yes.
Okay.
Larry King would eat the mayonnaise off of that robot's forked tongue for sure. So I think the Osso Busco, I can't even say it.
Annabelle says Osso Buco.
That's a tweety little lie.
July.
I say the same based off of that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm also going to go with that.
Okay. All three of you are correct. Yes. Osso Buco was the tweety little liar.
Nice. Yes.
Great.
This
great
game fucking sucks.
Annabelle, you get to pick the second category. Would you like Good Question, Larry, My Favorite Day, or On Music?
On Music, please.
Okay, Annabelle, which one do you think? Which of these do you think is a tweety little liar? Dot at Harry Belafonte, still one of the greats. Or Why Would Anyone Want to Play the Tuba? Or Beach Boys Music Never Gets Old? Two of those are real. One is a tweety little liar.
I think Larry King's got to be a tube head. He loves tuba. There's no way he doesn't understand why people would play the tuba. So I think that the tuba one is a lie.
Okay. Annabelle says Larry's a tube head. July?
At Harry Belafonte's the lie tweet.
Okay. Agata?
What was the last one?
The last one was Beach Boys Music Never Gets Old. True. So true.
I'm going to go with tuba.
And Claudio.
It's got, you know what? It's got to be the tuba one. You know why? Got to pick your battles.
Yeah, you got to pick them. You
and that totally makes sense in the situation.
You got to pick your battles. Yeah. And the tuba is a battle.
Unfortunately, July's the only correct one on this one. Harry Belafonte, still one of the greats. That's a tweety little liar.
Who is
so
that?
July's face so smug right
now. But he is so great.
It's true. Ugh. That is true. Harry Belafonte, a great singer. What did he do? Deo? Deo.
I don't know.
De like come and me wanna go home.
Okay. So I know that song, yeah.
Okay, July's in the lead, and he gets to pick the next category. Would you like On Comedy, Musings on a Long and Storied Career, or I've Never?
I've Never.
Okay, July, which of these do you think is a tweety little liar? Is it I Don't Know Why, But I've Never Liked Ferris Wheels? Or is it I've Been to All 50 States, But I Never Stood at the Four Corners? Or Breaking News, I've Never Tried to Grow a Beard? July, which of those do you think is a tweety little liar?
It's the first one. First one's a lie.
Ferris wheels.
Ferris wheel.
Agata?
What was the second one?
I've been all 50 states, but I never stood at the Four Corners.
That one.
Agata says Four Corners.
I think it's the beard one because I don't know why you'd say breaking news. Like as if, you know what I'm saying? Like as
he
if,
does that though.
He does?
Mm-hmm. I think he has too much respect for news to use the term breaking news. Yeah. On his social media to talk about a beard choice? No, Larry's too much of a pro.
All right, it was my turn. But yeah, I'm going to say the breaking news, I'd never grow a beard.
Okay.
I would agree.
Sorry, no. It is the... Oh, Agata's correct on this one.
Yeah!
Four Corners.
Wow.
I don't know if he's been or not, but he hasn't tweeted about it. I made that one up.
Dang.
That's a good tweety little lie.
Right? Yeah.
Gabe is really good at writing tweets that sound like Larry King.
I don't like iced tea.
So did Agata win?
No. July and Agata, you two are tied right now.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. Ooh.
I should say, of course, that the winner of Tweety Little Liars always gets their choice of a handshake or a...
No.
Or a kiss on the forehead.
There is no handshake.
Would never force anyone to receive a kiss on the forehead.
There's no handshake, Gabe. It's a choice. Kiss on the forehead.
It's a choice. Last question. Agata, please choose the categories between On Comedy, Happy Birthday, Extremely Famous Person, or Musings on a Long and Storied Career.
Happy Birthday.
Okay. Okay. Which one of these is a tweety little liar, Agata? Is it Happy Birthday to My Dear Friend, Hashtag Al Pacino, who's a young 77, wishing you the best, buddy? Or is it Happy 86th Birthday to My Great Pal, At Regis, Philbin, What a Wonderful Man. His name is At Regis, but then he wrote Philbin after. And then there's a picture of them together as well. And then the third one is
very convincing.
I know.
Happy birthday to the timeless, talented, tremendous at Barbara Streisand. And there's also a picture of the two of them.
Oh, okay.
So Agata,
this
which
is a hard one.
Which one of these do you think
of those people?
Of these is a tweety little liar.
Barbara Streisand.
The guy says Barbara Streisand. Claudio,
why do you say hashtag Al Pacino?
Because he's not on Twitter.
But he is on Twitter. Oh, he isn't. Are you saying Al Pacino is on Twitter? Oh, okay. Yeah. The Philbin one sounded so like actually like a tweet that it can't be a tweet. That's a lie. That's a tweety little lie.
Ooh. I had the same feeling about the with the goof with the Philbin and the Regis thing. It feels like someone maybe trying to say how Larry King would write it. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I think that Larry might be a little too skilled.
1 in 3 chance that that's the case.
July. Yeah, I'm going to go Regis.
Pacines.
This is awkward, you guys. It's now a 4-way tie. Claudio and Annabella correct.
Yeah.
Gotcha, baby.
It just sounded too good.
Wow.
I just don't even know what to do. You've got...
I don't like...
Agata's got to leave, so she doesn't win.
Okay,
Agata's got a hard out, which is perfect because we've got our hoedown coming up, and she doesn't like to participate in that anyway. Do you have a suggestion for something we can hoedown about before you go?
Well, we haven't done any trends.
That's okay.
The Rock.
The Rock. Okay, yes. Cool.
All right.
Bye, Agata.
Bye, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Have a good
nice
party. Meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you guys. Have fun with the hoedown. And everybody have a good night. Bye, friends.
Break a leg. She has to perform.
Oh, break a leg indeed.
Yeah.
I don't like tea.
I think everybody tied.
Okay.
Is that okay?
I'm completely...
There was talk of a kiss.
Okay, yeah. Does anybody... you guys are all free to choose between any of those things. Mm. Are you guys all choosing the kiss?
It's a little too hot for a kiss.
Yeah. Okay, handshakes so all around.
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Good
this
job.
This is bullshit.
Ooh, that's a kiss,
the handshake.
You can take the kiss.
Oh, give me the kiss.
Oh, here it is, guys. I'll narrate. Gabe is just like a father. He just kind of like crouched over, you know, because July
I lifted
is
the bill of his hat to do it.
He's wearing a Yoshi hat.
What do we got, Robo?
The Rock told Jimmy Fallon on Thursday's Tonight Show that people want to see a better leadership today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, this is pretty political, but I've heard about this. The Rock wants to be president, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that, too.
Will you vote for him?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
I don't want another celeb in the White House.
What if it's The Rock... v. Donald Trump. Those are the only two choices you got.
I guess I'd go for The Rock, but only in that scenario. Mm-hmm.
I got to go for my Trump. Sorry, I love my Trumpo.
Oh, man. Yeah, Trump is pretty great.
Yeah.
But I love what The Rock may or may not be cooking.
Hmm? That's true.
This is a tough one.
What is he cooking?
Politically.
Yeah, that's the tough thing, right? We don't know where The Rock stands.
I think he's a Republican. I think he'd be voting or running as a Republican, which which is annoying.
Right, because that's what Donald Trump is running as.
Yeah, you're going to make me choose. And also, like, let's get some tough liberals, you know? Like, a buff liberal would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
What wrestler is a liberal and then also would want to be president?
Oh, yeah.
Gold Star. Or what's that guy's name? Stardust?
Stardust?
Isn't there, July?
Who's that?
Isn't there a wrestler called Stardust?
Gold Dust?
There we go.
Well, I don't know wrestlers.
I don't know any of
those. I vote for him.
Yeah.
Too much, but...
Oh, doesn't he talk like this?
Yeah, he does.
I don't know that wrestler. I know quite a few, but not that one.
Do we have to have a wrestler? I mean, could we get like a, I don't know, like a famous magician? Mm. Like a Blaine?
Love David Blaine. Ooh, I'd vote for him in a second. He's really magic.
He is.
Yeah, just imagine him on the podium burping out frogs. That's him, right?
I was about to say, how did he do that? He he took a frog from inside his body and put it in a cup for a celebrity. I don't remember.
He did it for Chappelle. He did it for Kanye West.
It was insane.
I'll tell you how he did it. He's the devil. Magicians are devils.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'd vote for the devil.
David Blaine?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all I can say is...
I'm the devil.
I wouldn't vote for you, so...
Okay, I'd vote for me.
Vote for mayor.
Potentially.
All right, Annabelle and I had lunch today.
Okay, let's hear it.
And we were driving around, and I kept on looking at... from where we are right now, mm-hmm. we had lunch at Langer's Deli.
Oh, great pastrami.
Great. It's the best.
So good. Right there on Alvarado, right?
Oh, God. Anyone... Guys, if you're listening to this and you're in Los Melts Angeles in area, mouth. Go, please, Melts in to your Langer's. You yeah. will be...
Doing get the number one
favor.
Yeah, don't get the number 19 with no cheese like an idiot.
Yeah, get the number one. Anyhow, so where is the story going? This is where it's going. So Annabelle's giving me a ride there, and on the way from here to Langer's, it's a real big shithole. Just that whole area is just shithole. And I was like,
oh, Shithole Avenue? Where were you?
Yes, Shithole Ave and First. I was right there, and there was graffiti and just. There's lots that were just overrun with weeds and stuff, and I was like, man, if I was a mayor, I'd clean this place up. This place would be like what is those trains that are on time?
Acela.
The Acela?
Yeah, it'd be like an Acela.
I don't know if that's what you meant.
No, it was the joke was the trains would run on time. Oh, yeah. Enough. That's the, right. already whatever. The point
so
is.
So you're making the point is you're making an announcement right here on this podcast of your intent.
Yeah,
to run. I'm putting the words in your mouth, or are you gonna take over?
No. I would be the mayor. Like this is how I'd be the mayor. Somebody would drive me around, and I'd complain. I'd see things, and I'd complain about it, and I'd be like, "Stop! Pull over! Stop the car!" Mm. And I'd find the business owner or the house, be like, "What? Clean this up! What are you doing here? This place sucks."
And then they say, "Who the hell are you?" And you say, "I'm the mayor." I'm
the fucking mayor. That's
I can
who
see
I am.
Why you like Trump so much. Yeah. That's kind of. Right?
Love
Trump so much.
But I don't like iced tea.
I don't care for it.
No. But Ice loves Coco.
Oh, I love Coco. I love her.
What's
beautiful.
Not to love? What's
beautiful
not to
woman.
Love? Young Sheldon looks a lot like the Bazinga years in its first trailer.
The Bazinga years?
What's the Bazinga years?
Oh, like the Wonder Years?
Yeah, I guess so.
The Bazinga years. Well, that makes sense. Young Sheldon. Okay, we've heard about this on this show, I think. They're taking everyone's favorite character from Big Bang Theory, where it's a show where there's these nerds, and they live in an apartment together, and it's just very realistic and great depiction of adults in their 20s. You're making a face like you don't agree.
Oh, no. I don't care for that show.
No, it's not good.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Please bleep this out.
July loves Sheldon.
I'm trying to get a writing gig on young so Sheldon.
Oh, okay.
So this character is Sheldon. He's on the show, and from what I've seen, he's very screechy and annoying, and I don't understand why anyone would be friends with him. And so now they're going to show him as a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Look, it's so easy to judge. Okay, guys? It's so easy to sit on this couch and chair and drink champagne and say, I don't like it. It's beneath me. Mm-hmm. But I work at an office. Can I have some more champagne? But thanks.
you want me to pour you the
Yeah, pour me champagne. I work in an office, and the lady next to me in the cube, she would, during her lunch break, would watch, The Big Bang Theory. I don't like the show, but it made her laugh.
Right.
What I'm saying is we were neglecting a huge swath of this country.
This you?
That's me. Thank you for my champagne. What I'm saying is that's how we got that guy Trump in office, because we think we're so fucking good.
I don't know. I think the Big Bang Theory, like I was thinking about this the other day. It's like, why is this so popular? But it does kind of make sense, because it's like a way to laugh at like really smart people. That sounds weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of like, if you look at the psychology of it, it's like, look at these dumb nerds. And then I think if I was sitting at home and if I didn't feel like I was a nerd and I wanted to hate on nerds more, I would be entertained by the show.
Right. Oh.
That's why I like Friends, because I was like, look at these people with friends.
Sure. Look at that monkey.
Yeah, I'll probably miss this show personally. July?
Mm. I'll be working on the show, and I love it.
Good. It's good we get to see his origin story, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be like Urkel.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like he's just doesn't have any friends and falls in love. I mean, that could be interesting.
Right. Well, at least until he gets his cool machine, which turns him into the cool version of Sheldon.
Sheldon.
I think by, season 5 of Young Sheldon, they'll be dipping into that.
Yeah.
That little pool.
Love it. Love it. It's going to bring sales of cheese up too. Because I'm sure Young Sheldon loves cheese just like Urkel. Urkel loves cheese.
I forgot that part of Urkel's history.
He loves cheese.
Omar, perhaps world's longest cat, finds internet fame.
Oh man, I saw this cat on the internet. Have you guys seen it?
No.
Show him a picture. It's huge.
It's long.
It's more just huge.
Wow.
Oh wow. Is that a Maine Coon?
I don't know.
A Maine Coon.
Oh, I've heard of these. These are
It's a Maine Coon.
These are like hypoallergenic cats. Well, I'm told.
That would honestly kill me.
Maine Coons are the largest of the domesticated cats, I think.
Like a cocoon. That's a cat.
Maine Coon.
Yeah, Maine Coon.
Like Maine cocoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would die. I'm so allergic to cats that if I was even in the same street as that cat, I would fall over and die. Same.
So how do you guys feel about this cat gaining fame a la Angry Cat or Grumpy Cat?
Oh,
isn't the internet sick of cats at this point? Give me a break.
Excuse me.
Bacon kind of went out, came and went.
Yeah.
Like, why are we still on the cat thing?
Cats live on the net.
Right.
Cats are adorable. Stop being this way. I like cats. Give me some more cats on the internet, please.
This cat in particular, does it say anything about his feelings towards Mondays?
Let me see.
This sounds like another segment on the show.
Let me see. He's fine with them.
He's fine with Mondays.
He's fine with Mondays. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, how'd he get so big? Does he like Italian food?
Let me see.
That cat is just filled with a family-style lasagna.
He prefers spaghetti.
Oh, okay.
All right. So close.
All right. Well, yeah, I have really bad cat allergies, too. Although someone once told me if I have cat allergies, the kind of cat to get is a Maine Coon because they don't have dander or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Mm.
That cat looked like it had a lot of hair.
Yeah, it's a hairy cat.
I'm not burrowing my face in that cat's belly anytime soon.
I was at the market once, and I saw a guy with a baby stroller with a freaking Maine Coon in there. There wasn't a baby. There's a Maine Coon. It's huge, and he was just chilling. It was like a stud cat.
Uh-huh.
Like this guy adopted this cat from like a not a kennel, but is that what it's?
How close did you get?
Really, I touched it. I love cats, like I said. Okay, so okay, I liked it, and it was just like such a little prince in the little getting strolled around in public.
I was afraid that you got a kind of a far glance of the stroller, and you might have just seen a very ugly baby.
Mm. A hairy baby.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought at first, and I was like, I gotta see this ugly baby up close.
Sure.
And then I was like, oh, that's a cat. I was so disappointed.
Well, that was a great trend.
That's it.
I'm glad that there are big cats out there, but not like so big that they're actually big cats. Like, right?
What do you mean?
Yeah. You mean like...
Yeah, like a big...
Like a human being size?
No, like a... the big cat. Big cats.
Yeah, the designation of big cats. You got your jaguars. You got your lions.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
You got, yeah,
too
poomers.
Big a cat. Too big a cat.
You got your poomers.
You got your pumas.
You got your ocelots.
You got your ocelots.
An ocelot's a bird, isn't it?
Trump, are you here?
Hello. I'm here, baby. Get it wet and eat it.
Trump on.
Hey, chop it up. You chop it up and you eat it, okay? Where's that little kid? Where's that little boy?
Oh, Trump boy?
I'm still in jail. You know, from that other scene that will not end up on the chopping block.
You're supposed to get it wet, then you chop it on the block, you dumb little fucking kid. I don't have my pants on. You confused?
I love you.
All right, I'm gone.
You turn into a firework.
That was cool.
Big cat. Big cats. This is the part of the show before we go where we do. Actually, you know what? Play the theme song. It'll explain
okay,
everything.
Okay, yeah, let's play it.
Well, get yourself a little bit of straw and hail. Sit right down in the bale, my friend. Now you'll find you're in the barn, and you've come to a gruesome end. It's the hoedown, where you bro down with death.
Okay, so you guys got it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
No, that didn't explain anything. This is the part of the show where we do a traditional Whose Line Is It Anyway style hoedown about one of the things we talked about on the show. Agata, she knew what we were going to talk about in advance, and that's why she suggested The Rock as a thing to talk about. Looking for a president, that is what I'm looking. So I'll see what The Rock is cooking. I don't want this president, he's full of mold. I want a president who'll get me into a chokehold.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm looking for a big, muscly man. The kind of man who does what he can to make a country run really fast. And he'll beat your candy ass.
Yeah. I'm looking for a coon that's Maine. I love The Rock. His middle name's Dwayne. He's so cool and I want him to be my man. Oh, touch my body as much as you can. Sorry about that last
No, one. That was great.
Yeah. Oh, I do it? Okay. The one thing that I don't want in the president of here is a guy with lots of hair from ear to ear. So when I think of asking someone for to be led, I'd like someone with a big bald head.
A big bald head.
Oh, that was one of the best ones we've ever done.
Oh,
for
cool.
Sure.
I switched it up on you last.
I was really scared.
I know that you use it.
I was on the spot.
That's
oh,
when
I loved
you're
it.
The best.
I don't like I see.
That's when you're the best.
Woo, 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 woo. Woo, 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 woo. Annabelle, Claudio, thank you so much for coming on our podcast.
Were we better than Alyssa?
I mean.
No, we weren't better than Alyssa.
A resounding.
It wasn't an immediate yes.
I really, really liked when she did the Lisa Frank character, and it had a whole game to it, and it just like
forgot.
I'm not
that.
Saying you guys didn't do that. You were amazing.
Forgot about
you
that.
You know what? You guys were great. I had so much fun.
I'm back.
Oh, hey!
Is Trump's this better back. Than Alyssa?
It's the best impression. You do all the best impressions.
Hey, where's that little Lisa Frank? I wanna hang out with her.
She knows about big cats.
Yeah, let me see that big cat. I wanna grab it.
Oh my god! That impression is too close.
Back.
Oh god, Donald Trump.
Oh wait, my one weakness, Nathan Lane.
Hey, let's sleep with some girls, baby.
hey Vince Vaughn, what's going on?
Nothing boy.
You guys, Hakuna Matata.
Alyssa, beat this.
Alyssa's gonna listen, she's gonna cry, she's gonna be like, oh, wish I did that.
Do you guys have anything you want to plug at this time?
I got nothing.
I guess I got nothing other than like improv shows.
Oh,
oh yeah. Oh my god, my SoundCloud.
Mashup.
No. It's Nathan Lane, one word, SoundCloud. The picture, the icon picture is like a old man with an umbrella hat, so it should be recognizable.
Oh, you're the one who took my SoundCloud, huh?
Nathan, look.
I've got to be Nathan Lane too now, huh? With my songs.
Too bad. That's all I got to say. You should have jumped on it when you had a chance. I called you.
July, do you have anything you want to plug?
I do not. I'll give my plug to Robolora Hall.
Oh, how nice of you. That's so generous, July.
I want to plug Miracle Whip.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because yeah. When mayo just isn't right for the sandwich you're eating, Miracle Whip. Please use the promo code TWB at checkout when you buy Miracle Whip. I'd like to plug this show. It's called Trends with Benefits. It can be found on the web at twb.cool. Thank you to our friend Andrew Clotworthy for our theme music, which is really good. Thanks again to all our listeners, and bye!
Bye!
Bye! I don't like that.
Bye! Bye! Bye.